أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. صدق الله العظيم. Now the سورة يوسف, which comprises of 111 ayat divided into 12 sections. This Surah Al-Mubarakah is very peculiar in many respects. One aspect I told you, that now these surahs which are following, Makki surahs, they are 14 in number, starting from Surah Yunus, ending with Surah Al-Mu'minun in the 18th part. These are 14 surahs. And 12 of them are in subgroups of 3 surahs each. Among every group, there are 2 surahs which are like a pair. Very similar to each other, reciprocal to each other. All those things, they exist, those points of similarity also, and reciprocity also. But one is peculiar, which has no pair. So here we found Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, alayhi salatu wassalam. They were a pair, a very beautiful pair, a complete pair. Similarity, reciprocity is all present. But Surah Yusuf is a peculiar surah. It is unique in many respects. Number one, it is unique that whole of this surah contains the story, or we may call it the biography, of one prophet of Allah. Whole of it. Quite a big, quite a sizable surah. 12 sections, but except a few ayat in the beginning and a few ayat in the end. Whole of the surah is devoted to the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is the title of the surah, Surah Yusuf. Number two, there is only one example more in the whole of Quran which is devoted exclusively to one messenger of Allah. No mention of anyone else in that. And that is Surah Taha. That is also included in this very group. Surah Taha will come after Surah Maryam. This is also in that 2/3 of that surah. Nearly 2/3 is occupied by the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now what is peculiar? During the lifetime of Hazrat Yusuf, Bani Israel entered Egypt. And at the time of Hazrat Musa, they came out from Egypt. So one full surah devoted to that incident, and one surah devoted to that incident of Exodus, as they call it. The book of Exodus is a very full book in the Old Testament. And the difference is, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi, not a messenger. You won't find in the whole surah that type of thing, you believe me, you obey me, if you don't obey me, if you don't believe me, justice will come to you, you'll be exterminated. Nothing of this. Just like, you know, a saint, a very pious person, a very, you know, so to say, Waliullah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only difference being, I told you, the only difference between Nabi and Wali is that to Wali, the revelations don't come. Nabi, to Nabi, revelations have been coming. That's all. Otherwise, their behavior is very similar to each other. They must already, only Allah, they have been making dawah to people, so that they become good. يَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ يَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. All these things they have to do. This is actually absolutely natural, logical. But no special appointment. فَظْهَمْ إِلَىٰ فِرَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Now this is an appointment. Go to him. Actually, that is now a Nabi where he is appointed to a particular people, to a particular region, to a particular city. Now he becomes a Nabi. Now his behavior is absolutely different. You have to believe in me. You will have to obey me. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتِّيُونَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So the conduct of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a very beautiful example of a person who was a Nabi only, not a Rasul. And you know the difference in their behavior, in their attitude, very remarkable. Third thing about this surah which must be mentioned in the beginning is that this surah was revealed to answer a question which was put to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Quraysh of Makkah on the instigation of Yahud, the Jews of Medina. Asked him, what were the circumstances in which Bani Israel went to Egypt? They didn't belong to Egypt. Why they go there? What is the history? What were the circumstances which led to their going to Egypt? So this question was put to the Prophet ﷺ. Now the whole surah was revealed, but in a very beautiful way, so that not only the question was answered, but a mirror was shown to the Quraysh at Makkah. What happened to Yusuf is going to happen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are plotting against him. لَيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ. Should we kill him? Should we imprison him? Should we expel him? This was the consultation going on at Makkah. The same way the brothers of Yusuf, they were also discussing among themselves what to do, how to do away with this person, Yusuf alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stay in Ghar-e-Khor. And Yusuf was thrown in a well. But from Ghar-e-Khor, Muhammad went straight to Medina and he entered Medina as an enthroned king. In the same way, from this well, Yusuf was taken out and he entered Egypt, and in course of time, he became the most powerful person in that country. And in the same way, that the brothers of Yusuf had to stand before Yusuf in humiliation. One day will surely come when you, O Quraysh, will be standing before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will say to you the same words as Yusuf said to his brothers, لا تصريب عليكم إنه إذبوا فانتم الطلقاء. So history is repeating itself. Then there are very different issues also which we shall discuss. But these basic points must be noted before we start the study of the text. Alif Lam Ra, the third surah, consecutive surah, which is starting with these three letters, Alif Lam Ra. Surah to Yunus, Surah to Hud, before this, also began with this. And I pointed out to you, these letters here are not counted as an ayah. Alif Lam Meem in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Meem in Surah Ali Imran are counted as one ayah. Alif Lam Ra is not. But it is not based on any principle of logic, any principle of grammar, nothing of that sort. It is all prophecy. As the Prophet said, we take it. Tilka ayatul kitabi mubin. These are the ayat of a book which is very clear, manifest. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. We have sent it down as an Arabic Qur'an. Now, who? What is this? Pronoun, objective mood of the pronoun. The real book is there. Filahim Mahfuz, Kitabim Maknoon, Fiyumul Kitabil Adana Al-Aliyyul Hakeem. Now when we have sent down it to you, we have made it a book, a Quran in Arabic language. They don't know what language is there. Allah's language, actually we don't know. But has this Quran been revealed to any other nation having another language? It would have been revealed in that language also. Torah was given in heaven. Indeed, we don't know, absolutely don't know in which language it was revealed. Because we don't find any original text of Injil in Hebrew, nor in Aramaic, nor in Syriac. And these are the only three languages which could be the original language of Injil. But no copy, no text is to be found. The earliest copy of Injil is a Greek translation. Now, Injil could not have been sent down in Greek, because Greek was not the language of the area where Hazrat Masih alayhi salam lived. So it couldn't be there. It would have been Greek to them. As they say, you know, idiomatically. It's all Greek for him. It would have been Greek for them. So actually, it must have been sent either in Hebrew or in Syriac or the Aramaic language. But they don't claim to have any text in those original languages. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, Inna ja'alnahu, we have made it Qur'anan Arabiyan. A Qur'an, Arabic Qur'an, la'allakum ta'qilun, so that you may understand it. Who are they, you? The people of Arabia, who were the first addressees of Qur'an. To them the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was al-baisatul khasfa. Exclusively, special, you know, advent was for the people of Arabia. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We narrate to you the best narrations. بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. With that, what we have sent down to you and we have revealed to you this Qur'an. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Surely, before this, you are also absolutely unaware from among the unawares. Just tell your nation didn't know, you also didn't know. Iskala Yusuf ul Abihi. Now who is Yusuf? Please note here, you must be knowing, son of Yaqub, who was son of Ishaq, who was son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So grandson of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Grand-grandson, you should say. Iskala Yusuf ul Abihi. Who is Abi? And he is Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. يَا بَتَيْنِي رَأَيْتُ وَأَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Oh my father, I saw in my dream, in my vision, 11 stars and the sun and the moon prostrating before me. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَخْفِضْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَى إِخْوَتِكَ. He said, the father said, oh my son, dear son, don't relate this vision of yours to your brothers. There were 11 brothers of yours. Two of them, they were the youngest, Hazrat Yusuf bin Yamin, and they were from the same mother. The elder 10, they were from different mothers, but they were one group. And they were all united against these two. Because being the youngest, they were more dear. They were more focused of attention of father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So they developed a jealousy. So that was, you know, the cause of that enmity, that jealousy. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَصُفْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. They will plot against you and devise against you a device, a plot. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ الْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Really, Satan is for humans, for mankind, a very clear enemy. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Now he is giving the, what was the interpretation of this dream. You will be chosen. Out of my sons, you will be chosen as Nabi. اجتبا. And istifa, these are two very closely related words. That is why we use two words about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad Mujtaba. And both have very similar connotation. To choose someone, to select someone. But there is a difference in choice and selection. But I can't go into detail. So this istifa and istifa is for the prophets. And this dream shows that you will be chosen by your Lord, by Yu'allimuka min ta'wilil ahadith, and he will teach you the interpretations of all things. Ahadith, usually people think that visions and dreams. No. Hadasa means anything which happens. Hadasa, an accident. Whether it is an accident or an incident or a saying. Hadithu Rasul. Hadithullah. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. This is Hadith of Allah. So all the sayings, all the statements, all the incidents, all the accidents, all the dreams, all the visions, they are all included in this word ahadith. He will teach you the interpretation and to reach to the basic thing in every statement, in every saying, in every dream, in every vision, in every imagination, etc., etc. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ يَعْقُوبَ. And he will perfect his blessing on you and the progeny of Yaqub. كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ. As he perfected it on your forefathers min qabl, before Ibrahim wa Ishaq, that is Ibrahim and Ishaq alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. And he didn't name himself out of humility. It was not good, he should have named himself also. Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub, but he was himself speaking, so he omitted his name. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Verily, your Lord is all-knowing, all-wise. لَقَدْ قَالَ فِي يُوسَفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Verily, in this story of Yusuf and his brothers, are signs for those who are asking. They will see a mirror. A mirror will be presented to them, because the Quraysh asked the question. Actually, those who instigated were the Jews. But to Prophet Rasul came the Quraysh. Now actually, both of them, the Quraysh as well as the Jews, they have been given this mirror. You can see your picture and you can see the picture of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The role, the same role as of Yusuf is now today of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the role that was of the brothers of Yusuf is of these Christians of Quraysh and the Jews of Medina. إِسْقَالُ لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا. Well, they said, verily Yusuf وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا. Yusuf and his brothers are more dear to our father than us. وَنَحْنُ أُصْبَةٌ. Although we are a strong group. Now this word usba, strong group. We are a strong group. So actually, he should love us more. We can protect him. At any time of emergency, we can come to his help. So he should show more affection towards us. But what we see that he loves these two youngsters who can't give any help. Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. Verily, our father seems to be in a manifest error. Uqulu Yusufa. Abitrahuhu arqan yakhlu lakum vajhu abikum. Now either kill Yusuf or expel him into some other land so that the attention of your father now becomes exclusively for you. The same thing. لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. Either they should imprison you or you kill you or expel you. The same thing. اُقْلُوا يُسُفَ أَبِتْرَهُوهُ أَرْضًا يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And after that you become the righteous son, you know. So this is a usual thing which our nafs tells us. Well, take this bitter pill. Then you can repent. You can mend your ways. Afterwards you become a good man. But at this time you have to do it. Although it is very bad, it is something wicked, it is something haram, it is forbidden, but I have to do it. So take this bitter pill at this time at least. But then later on, you become righteous, you become the all gentle. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ. So said one who said from amongst them, لا, don't kill, لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ, don't kill Yusuf. وَالْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. You just throw him in some well. يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْضُ السَّيَّارَةِ. He will be taken from there, taken out from there by some caravan, travelers. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَعْلِينَ. If you are bent upon doing something. You know, among them was also some sinner's advice. He was the eldest. And he said, he was the most gentle among them. First of all, don't kill. And if you are bent upon doing it, because now we are a group, if you, majority of you wants to do something, I can't resist. But if you are bent upon doing something, then only you throw him some well, so that some caravan comes, when they will draw water, Yusuf will come out, and they will take him to some other land. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَعْمَنَّا عَلَىٰ يُسُفَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. They said, oh, our father, what's with you? What's the cause? That you don't trust us regarding Yusuf. عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. We are most sincere well-wishers to him. You think we are enemies to him? No, we are most sincere. We are his well-wishers. But you don't trust us. أَرْسِلُ مَعَنَا يَرْتَعَ وَيَلْعَبْ. Send him tomorrow with us, so that he shall eat and play. We are going out hunting, so he play. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we shall be protectors. We promise, we shall protect him. قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَنْ تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَأْتُوا لَهُ الزِّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. He said, it very much grieves me. Maybe that you take him with you, and then you become unaware of him, heedless about him, and some wolf comes and eats him and devours him. As if he himself gave the hint what to do and what to say. Well, they said, oh, father, look to it. We are a strong group, 10 of us, 11 now, because Binyamin is also to go with us. Now, in our presence, if a wolf can come and eat him and devour him, then we are in a loss, we are nothing, we are meaningless. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ. When they went with him, took him out, وَأَجْمَعُوا, that is mean, أَجْمَعُوا كَيْدَهُمْ. They gathered, you know, their will and decision, and they agreed upon it. أَنْ يَجْعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ, that he, they should put him in that depth of that well. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ. And we put it in his heart. Now wahi here, it is not the wahi of Nabuwa. It is just like the wahi to the even honey bee. The also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhi rabbuka ila nahl. In the same way, it's an inspiration, not revelation. We inspired him. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. Oh Yusuf, don't fear. A time will come. You will tell them that they did this to you. You will inform them what they are doing. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they are knowing nothing what they are doing. Or they will not be absolutely knowing that you are Yusuf. It's a difference, you know, what will happen in the end, that you will tell them what you did with Yusuf. So actually in this there was a solace for Yusuf. You will not be killed. You will not be wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened his heart. Take heart. We are with you. A time will come. Then you will inform them what they are doing to you today. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. And they came to their fathers at the nightfall, weeping. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ. And they said, oh, our father, we went away racing with each other. وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ إِنَّا مَتَعَيْنَا. And we left Yusuf with our goods, our clothing, etc., etc. فَاقَ لَهُ الزَّيْتُ. And the wolf ate him up. Devoured him. وَمَانْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِنَا نَاوَ لَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. And you are not going to believe us. Although you might be absolutely truthful, but you will never believe it. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيْسِهِ دَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they brought on the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam false blood. قَالَ بَلْ حَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنْفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Hazrat Yaqub said, your minds have enticed you to invent this matter. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. So for me, it's the time to have patience and beautiful patience. He could be hot, he could be furious, he could abuse them, everything could be done. But صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Beautiful. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. You know, as the command came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَحْجِرْ عَلَىٰ مَا يَقُولُونَ وَحْجِرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. So you have patience on whatever they are saying, you have to hear it. And you should, you know, leave them. But this leaving should not be in a, it should be in a very beautiful way, so that you can meet again. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. And only Allah can be called for help on what you are describing. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ. And as the brother had said, a caravan of travelers came. فَأَرْسَلُوا عَرِضَهُمْ. They sent ahead their water drawer. فَأَرْلَىٰ دَلْوَهُ. And that person, the water drawer, he sent down his bucket. قَالَ يَا بُسْرَىٰ هَذَا غُلَامٌ. And he said, oh, congratulations. Good tidings. There we have found a youth. هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَأَصَبُّهُ بِضَاعَةٍ. And they hid him as a merchandise. So now we can sell him. We can make money from him. So they hid him. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah knew what they were doing. And Allah himself intended that it should be done. Because he had to be taken to Egypt. How could he go by himself to Egypt? The caravan was heading towards Egypt. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا. And they sold him for a paltry price. Paltry price. A few counted dirhams. وَقَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. And they were very ascetic regarding the demanding of their price. Because they had not paid anything. It was just free from them. Had they paid some money, they would have included their cost and then added to that cost their own profit. But here they found it without any price, so they accepted a very low price from it. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ. Now we come to Misr. Now some of the Egyptologists, they have fixed the year of the entrance of Yusuf into Egypt as 1890 before Christ. And it seems to be like that because 2000 years or so, 2000 plus, was the era of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, 2000 plus before Christ. And now because he is the great grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was 17 at this age when he was sold in the well and he was taken out and then he was sold. That was the 17th year of his age. And it was the year 1890 before Christ. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ. Now they brought him to the market of the slaves in Egypt. And said the person who bought him, who purchased him in Misr, in Egypt, لِمْرَاتِهِ, to his wife, أَكْرِمِي مَصْرَاهُ. Made his lodgings goodly. أَسَعَيَنْ فَعَنَا. Maybe that he gives us some benefit. We can sell him for a higher price. أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. And it can also be possible that we adopt him as a son. They didn't have any son. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ. And this is how we establish Yusuf in the land, fil ard. It was a cradle of civilization. It was an empire. And this person, he was Al-Aziz. So to say, the chief executive officer. Maybe in our terminology, the prime minister. Or the senior minister in the system of, for example, in the French system, chief minister. So he was having a very big position. And now he was lodged in his house. And people were coming over there, high gentry, aristocrats coming, you know, and talking. And he was listening to them. So actually he was trained over there for all the political affairs, all the affairs of community, and all how, what are the problems, how they are settled, how they are, you know, resolved, how can they be solved. So all these things, because he was lodged in the house of the chief executive of Egypt. وَكَذَلَكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ بَابِلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. Being there in that high society, at that house, because whenever some visitors would be coming to Al-Aziz of Misr, you know, he would call upon Yusuf, okay, bring this for him and them, you know, serve them and so on. So he was always listening to what was happening. In that way he gained the capability of interpreting all things. Something is appearing to be something else and behind is something else. To know what is behind it, that is the Ta'wilul Ahadith. You go to the root, to the background. What is the real cause? What is the underlying cause? So that is actually Ta'wilul Ahadith. لِلْوَعْلِمَهُ مِنْ تَعْوِلِ الْأَحَادِثِ وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ عَبْرِهِ. And surely Allah is all powerful over His command and over His decisions. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people don't know it. They think what we are doing is best. And it will happen as we are designing it and devising it to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may use your ill designs against a person in a way that it becomes beneficial for him. And the woman in whose house she was lost, the wife of Al-Aziz, she sought to seduce him sexually. When he reached his maturity, about 18 or 19 years of age, mature, we gave him the judgment and the knowledge, the wisdom and the knowledge. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And in this way, we reward the people who do good or who are best in their deen. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّذِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا نَفْسِهِ. And the woman in whose house he was, she tried to seduce him sexually. وَغَلَّقَتْ الْأَبْوَابَ. And she closed the doors. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. And said, come on. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. He said, my refuge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I take refuge in Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. He is my Lord and He has kept me here in the best of the ways. My lodging in best way. Now there is a different opinion. رَبِّي means either Allah or the Master. Because the Master who has bought him. This was also an idiom of that time that he is the Rabb, he is the Lord. This will be used by Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam to his two companions of the prison. And this word is used for your king or your master, Rabb. So this Rabb is has a very broad meaning. Rabbul Mal, the owner of the capital. Rabbul Bayt, the owner of the house. So actually the Rabb, he was the master, the Aqa, to whom he was a bondsman because he had bought him. إِنَّهُ أَحْسَنَ رَبِّي مَثْوَايَ. I can't do this against him. You are his wife. And he kept me in the best of the ways. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily, the evildoers can never prosper. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. And certainly she besought him. He would also have besought her. لَوْلَا رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen the burhan of his Lord, of his Rabb. Now what is that burhan? Generally it is said that there was a miracle that on the wall appeared the figure of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam and he forbade him, don't hold yourself. But Abdullah Yusuf Ali has explained it in a very different way. And I think it's a beautiful way. I can't say that it is the only way, but it is a beautiful way. She was blind with passions and emotions. But Yusuf was spiritually, he was seen. So actually this was the Burhan. He saw Allah. Because spiritually he believed in Allah. She only thought that nobody is seeing because I have already closed the door. And she was blind due to passions. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, because he believed in Allah, who always sees, you are always in his sight. So that was the Burhan according to Abdullah Yusuf Ali. And Allah better knows. كَذَلِكَ النَّصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءِ And it was so that we should turn away from him the evil and indecency and all shameful acts. وَالْفَحْشَاء And all shameful acts. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ Verily, he was from among chosen bondsmen. This is not مُخْلَصِينَ. Some people have mistranslated it. Sincere. مُخْلِص is something else. مُخْلَص is something else. Mukhlis is Ismul Fa'il. And Mukhlas is Ismul Maf'ul. And he was one of those whom we had chosen. وَالْسَبَقَ الْبَابِ Both of them raced towards the door. Hazrat Yusuf tried to run away. And she chased him. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيْسَهُ مِنْ دُمُرٍ In this case, she got hold of the shirt, definitely from the backside, مِنْ دُمُرٍ And it was torn. وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَذَا الْبَابِ And it came to happen that they found the Sayyid, the master, the husband of that woman. He was on the door. Now, look to the intelligence of this woman. قَالَتْ مَا جَلَاوْ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوًا She said, Oh, what should be the recompense of the one who tried to have something bad and ill with your wife? Who tried to assault your wife? إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَا Except this, that he should be imprisoned. أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Or some other painful torment. قَالَ هِيَ رَابَرَتْنِي النَّفْسِ Yusuf said, It is she who tried to seduce me sexually. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا Now this is very important. Both of them two just persons. They appear to be very just. Now a person from her family, in Ahliha, belonging to her family, he gave a witness, he gave a testimony. In kana kamisho kudda min qabulin. If his shirt is torn from the front, fasadakat, then she is correct. He is telling the truth. Bahuwa min al-kazibin. And he is from among the liars. Wa in kana kamisho kudda min duburin. And if his shirt has been torn from the back, fasadakat, Then she is telling a lie. وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ Whatever he is saying is true. وَلَمَّا رَا قَمِيْسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُمُرٍ And when he saw that the shirt of Yusuf a.s. was torn from the back, قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ Immediately he said, Oh, to his wife, Oh, it is from your machinations, from your guile. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ Verily, The machinations and guiles of you women are very great. Yusuf Ariwan Haga. Now he appealed to Yusuf. You just ignore it. Don't mention this to anybody. Just keep quiet about it. And just ignore it. Yusuf Ariwan Haga. And he said to his wife, and you should beg pardon of your sin, of your ill deed. In Nakekunte Minal Khatri, verily, you were the evildoer. And you are the gifty. فَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ اِمْرَاتُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَابِدُ حَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِ Now this news broke and reached that higher society. Because the aristocrats in that society, the wives, now they were talking to each other. قَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ اِمْرَاتُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَابِدُ حَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِ What has happened to this wife of this chief minister, prime minister, chief executive officer? She wants to seduce Her slave, قَدْ صَغَفَهَا حُبَّا Verily, he has incited in her intense, aroused in her intense love for him. قَدْ صَغَفَهَا حُبَّا إِنَّا لَنْرَاهَا فِي الْرَالِ مُبِينَ We see her. She has gone very away from and very manifestly in error. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَدْ لِمَكْرِهِنَّ And when she, Zalaykha, the wife of that Chief Minister or Aziz of Nisr, when she heard about Makrihinna, their malicious talk, Arsalat ilayhinna, she sent for them all to a banquet. Wa'atad lahunna muttakan, and arranged a banquet for them. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا and gave to every one of them a knife to cut the fruit, etc. قَالَ تُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ and he then commanded to Yusuf, now come out before them. Maybe for service or something else. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ when all of them saw him, أَكْبَرْنَهُ they exalted him very much. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ and they cut their hands. Now, not by mistake, please note, قَطَّعْنَ قَطَّعْ يُقَطِّعُ تَقْطِيعًا it is from تَقْطِيعًا it can only be willfully doing it. Each one of them wanted to draw the attention of Yusuf to him. It's just possible that one might have cut by mistake. And because Hazrat Yusuf, he turned to her, attending her, so every one of them cut the fingers or head intentionally. قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا هَاشَا لِلَّهِ and they cut their hands in amazement and exclaim, Allah blameless, هَاشَا لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا this is not a mortal human being. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ he is none but a noble angel. قَالَتْ فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِي now she said, this is the one about whom you have been blaming me. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ and surely, indeed, I tried to seduce him. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ but he held back. He held himself. He abstained. لَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرَهُ and if he is not going to do what I am asking him to do, لَيُسْجَرَنَّ he will definitely be put in the prison. وَلَيَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ and he will become the degraded, from the degraded ones. Now hearing all this conversation, Hazrat Yusuf is hearing it. Now he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer. قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أُمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ O Allah, O my Lord, prison is more preferable which these women are calling me. يَدْعُونَنِي now here is again plural. Not only that wife of Al-Aziz, but all these women, the society was corrupt. The higher society, that was absolutely corrupt. What is happening to the royal society of Britain, royal family of Britain? All these stories, you know, along with the confessions, clear confessions, on the media, throughout the world. So actually, she was not very much ashamed of what she did. She clearly said, yes, yes I did it. But he held back. He abstained. He didn't respond. But now, if he doesn't respond in future, I'm bent upon it. And if he doesn't respond positively, he'll be put in prison. Now what he said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ O my Lord, prison is preferable to me than to what they are calling me. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ And if you don't turn away from me their machinations, it's just possible that I might incline towards them. وَاكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ And then I will become from the ignorance. I'll be the loser. You know, after all, I'm a human being. And you're seeing, you know, to their machinations. They can go to the extent of cutting their hands so that I can have any attention towards them. So maybe if they continue, one after the other, maybe I might slip. أَكُمْ أَيْلَيْهِنَّ Maybe I incline towards them. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ So his Lord accepted his prayer. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ And he turned away from him their machinations. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Verily, he is all listening, all knowing. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ And then it came to occur to them. It appeared to them to be advisable. Even after seeing all these signs, he had seen for himself, the chief minister, what had happened in his house. He knew it. He had himself said, you are guilty, to his wife. And he had said to Hazrat Yusuf, now just ignore it. Let it go away. But now they thought, and this is actually the public safety now. For the public safety, he must be put into the prison. Because we can't hold back our women. So it's better that he should be put in the prison. These are the laws, safety laws in so many countries. The Tada, Tada, you know, Tada. Tada in India, and there's going to be, and it's under legislation, legislative process, undergoing different stages, the Omnibus Anti-Terrorist Act. Anybody, any American, either a citizen or an alien, which is a citizen, he could be put to prison without proving any charge against him. And if he's an alien, he can be just turned out from the country. Without proving. Now, nothing was proved against him. Summa badalahum min ba'di ma ra'u al-ayat la yakhdunnahu hatta yahin. It is better, more advisable to put him in the prison for some time to come. Wa dakhala ma'ahu sijna fatayan. And with him enter the prison two youths. Qala ahaduhuma. One of them said to him, inni arani akhiru khamra. I see in my vision myself pressing wine. Wa qala al-akharu. And the other one said, inni arani ahmilu fawqa rasi khubza. I see in my vision, in my dream, that I am carrying bread on my head. تَأْخُذُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ and the birds are eating from it. نَبْدَيْنَا بِتَعْوِيلِهِ Tell us the interpretation of this dream. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ We see you to be a very good character man. You are a very good man. You don't seem to be criminal like ourselves. In the prison, all others are criminals, but you are a different type of person. You seem to be a very gentle person, knowledgeable person. So actually, if you can, please tell us the interpretation. قَالَ لَا يَاتِيَكُمَا تَعَابٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَعْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ يَاتِيَكُمَا He said, the food which comes to you, which is given to you every day, the ration in the prison. Now today, when that food is given to you, before that time, I will tell you the interpretation of your dreams. What does it mean? He wanted to borrow some time, to buy some time. Because now they had turned to him, he wanted to preach to them the truth of the deen. Because after all, he was son of a prophet, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. He was fully grown. He was 17 when he was taken away from his home. So he knew his great grandfather Ibrahim and his grandfather Ishaq and his father Yaqub. And what is the creed? What they believe in it? And what is the belief that he had? So he wanted to preach it. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي And this is from what my Lord has taught me. He is not taking the credit for himself. This is another thing, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me these things. He kept me there in the house of the chief minister. I was there in that society, topmost society. I had the occasions to learn things, to interpret the things. But all things were arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody could have done it to me without his command. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ I have left the creed of those people who don't believe in Allah and also they reject Akhirah. They don't believe in resurrection. They don't believe in the hereafter. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ And I have now consciously Although he was a son or a grandson or a great grandson of the prophet, but now, when he comes of an age, now this is actually a conscious rejuvenation or revitalization of faith. Conscious. So he says, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ I have decided to follow the creed of my forefathers, my fathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub. مَا كَانَ لَنَا نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ It's not worthy of us. It's not befitting for us that we should associate anything with Allah. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا This is the grace or bounty of Allah to us. He made us superior to every other creature. On us means especially on Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub and me, but only all of humanity because they were created as vastness of Allah on earth. And all the angels were made to prospect before Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. We should now associate certain things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to start worshipping them. It's not befitting for us. ذَلِكَ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ And on all the people, all the mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ But most of the people are not thankful. يَا صَاحِبَ يَسْجِنِ O two of my companions in the prison. أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ You think for yourself. are so many scattered gods better, or the one, Allah, the one who is all powerful, who controls everything, who has power over everything. If you have to serve so many masters, is it easy? To serve one master, it's very easy. What are his priorities? What are his preferences? But if you have to serve two, maybe their preferences and priorities clash with each other. So whom to serve and whom to deny? You'll be in a fix. So, أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. All these gods whom you are worshipping, leaving alone Allah, leaving away Allah, besides Allah, they are not except only names which you have named and concocted and invented. You and your forefathers. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down regarding any of those, any authority. In il hukma illa lillah. Sovereignty, the command, the absolute right of obedience is to Allah and Allah alone. In il hukma illa lillah. Amara Allah ta'budu illa iyyah. And He has commanded that you will not obey, you will not worship anybody except Me. Zalika deenul qayyim. This is the straight deen. This is the right system of life. But most of the people know not. Ya sahiba yasini. O two of my co-prisoners. Amma ahadukuma fayasti rabbahu khamra. As for one of you who saw that he was pressing wine in his vision, the interpretation which Yusuf told him, that you will be freed and you will again be restored to your position and you will be pouring out the wine to your lord, to your king. Now here, Rab for king. Ramal Akhar and the other one who said that I saw myself carrying some bread on my head and the birds were eating from it. Ramal Akhar, to him he said, he will be Fayushnabu, he will be crucified, Fatakulu Peru bin Rashiri, and the birds will be eating from his head. Qubiyal amrul ladhi fihi tastafiyan. This is the decision of the matter about which you wanted to have inquiry and you wanted to have the opinion. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِينَ نَنَّهُ لَعْدِ مِنْهُمَا. He asked the one about whom he had thought that he will be freed and he will be saved. اُشْكُرْنِي إِنَّ رَبِّكَ. You just remember me and mention me in the presence of your Lord, the King. Tell him that a person is there in the prison, innocent, he has done nothing. He is there, a prisoner. فَانْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. But Satan made him forget. And he didn't remember that Yusuf had said to him that he should mention him to his king. فَلَّبِسَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. So he remained in the prison for a number of years. Now these number of years are said to be 10. When he came out from the prison, he was 30. He was 17, they say, when he was thrown in the well, and then he was taken to Egypt. He remained 3 years at the house of Al-Aziz, the chief executive officer in that government. Then he was imprisoned and remained in prison for 10 years. So when he came out, he was 30. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي عَلَىٰ سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ. Now this is after about 10 years what is going to happen. Now between these two ayat, there is a gap of 10 years regarding the dates of the incidents. Qala al-Malik, the king said, now who was this king? First thing that is to be noted is that he is not Fir'aun. Faraina was the title of the kings who belonged to the soil of Egypt, the local nation. The people having their own system and they were having their own kings and they were called Fir'aun. But actually this king was of the Amalekites, Amalekah. They were from the Arabian desert. They had invaded Egypt and they were governing Egypt at that time. And he was a Semitic in his origin. The Egyptians are said to be the progeny of Hazrat Ham, the second son or the third son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, not Sam. But people of the Arabian desert and of Iraq and Sham, they were the progeny of Hazrat Sham, Semitic. So they were Semitic, they had invaded Egypt and they were ruling there. So anyway, they were the alien rulers. And that is why they are not called Fir'aun. And they say that his name was, they are called Hicks of Kings. And the name of this king was Apophis. and his capital was Memphis. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. And the king said to his chieftain, his god, I am seeing إِنِّي أَرَى. And this means he saw this vision repeatedly. سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. I see seven cows, fat ones. يَاكُلْهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ. And they are swallowed and devoured by seven who are very lean. وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ. And I see in my vision 7 ears of corn, which are green, وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ, and another 7 which are dry. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَفْتُونِي فِي رُؤْيَايَ. Oh, my chief, now tell me about my vision. إِن كُنْتُمْ لِلرُّؤْيَايَ تَعْبُرُونَ. If you are the interpreters, if you know the expounding of the visions. قَالُوا أَزْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَعْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. They said they seem to be mixed up false dreams. And we don't know the interpretation and expounding of this type of dreams which are mixed up, have no reality behind them. وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا. Now that person, the two prisoners, and the one who was freed and he was now serving the king, he was to pour the wine in the cup of the king. وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَذَّكَّرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِينَ. Now he called, after this long period of time, oh, Joseph was there and I asked the interpretation of my dream and he could tell it. And then he had told me that I should mention about him in the presence of the king. But ذَكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِمْ أَنَا أُلَبِّيُوكُمْ بِتَعْوِيلِهِ فَارْسِلُونَ. I will be able to tell the meaning and the interpretation or the expounding of this vision. So you send me forth to Joseph in the prison. Now when he has reached the prison, he says, Yusuf, or you have Siddiq? O Yusuf, the true one, as you have Siddiq, aftina fi sab'i baqaratin. Now give us your verdict. In the vision of 7 cows, simanin, who are fat, yakuluhunna, they are being devoured or eaten up, swallowed, sabun yakun, by 7 cows who are lean. But something from the Latin, and about 7 ears of corn, khudrin, which are green, وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ, another 7 which are dry, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ, so that I may return to the people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, so that they can know what is the meaning and interpretation of this dream of the king. قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَابًا. He said, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, you will have normal harvest, usual harvest for 7 years. فَمَا حَسَبْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُمُلِهِ. So whatever you reap, you keep it in the ears. Don't take them out. Don't take the corns out. This was the way to preserve it. إِلَّا خَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَعْقُلُونَ. Except the little that you eat. Whatever you require, the daily rations, you take out from the ears, the rest of it, let it be as it is. ثُمَّ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ. Then after that, 7 years will be of hardship. يَاكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ. Those 7 years will eat up what you had stored for them. You will be storing for 7 years. The excess crop will be stored. Keep on storing them. And now when there will be drought for 7 years, you will eat up the stored grain. Now, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُوْسَلُونَ. Except a little amount of it which you will have to preserve for the next crop, as to use it as seeds for the next crop. ثُمَّ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then again, after those 7 years, the year will come, فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ, or in which the people will have rains, وَفِيهِ يَعْثِرُونَ. And in that year, they will be pressing wine. There will be crop, and there will be greenery, and everything will be okay, and you will be pressing wine. Now he came to the court, he told the interpretation of the vision to the king. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُوتُونِي بِهِ. Now he said, bring that person to me. He seems to be very wise. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. But when the messenger from the king came to Joseph, قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. He said, go back to your king, to your master, to your lord. فَاسْأَلْهُ. And ask him, مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِ قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. What about the women who cut their hands? I was blamed for that. I was imprisoned for that. Without the charge being proved against me. But at least that was said to be the case. So unless I am absolved, and you know, I am honorably acquitted of that charge, I am not ready to get out of this prison. إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ. Verily, my Lord knows about their machinations, whatever they did. I didn't do anything wrong. قَالَ مَا خَطْمُكُمْ. Now the king gathered all of them. And he asked them, مَا خَطْمُكُمْ لَيْ رَابَطْكُمْ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. What was the matter with you when you solicited and you wanted to and tried to seduce Yusuf? قُلْنَ هَاشَ لِلَّهِ. They said, by Allah, be blameless. مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. We don't know, we have no knowledge of anything even about him. قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ. And now, the wife of that chief minister or the chief executive officer, he spoke out, أَلْآنَ حَصَّصَ الْحَقِّ. Now that the truth has come out, أَنَا رَابَطْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. I confess that I was trying to seduce him. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And he is absolutely, if he is true, he was not a sinner. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Now about these two ayat, following two ayat, there is very difference of opinion as to who said these words. You know, the continuity of this text, that demands that these are also the sayings of the same woman. But people usually think that these words appear to be coming from a very knowledgeable and a person who believes in Allah and everything. And that woman was not of that character, of that level, of that stature. And these words, they are befitting only for Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. So one way of interpretation is that Hazrat Yusuf said that I didn't want to expose these women. But I did want that I should be honorably acquitted. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنُ بِالْغَيْبِ. So that he knows, he should come to know who, the Al-Aziz, the husband of that woman should come to know that I didn't betrayed him and betrayed his trust in his absence. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. And I very well know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to make the guile of the betrayer successful. وَمَا أُفَرَّهُ نَفْسِي. At the same time, I don't declare my soul to be sinless and that it is all free from anything low. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَا مَعْلَكُمْ سُوءٍ. Verily, the animal self in man commands him to something evil. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَا مَعْلَكُمْ سُوءٍ. From here we derive the word نَفْسَ أَمَّارَ. And that is not the self, the higher self. We have two selves within us, the spiritual self and the animal self. The animal soul and the divine spirit. These are two different things. We have a composite existence. So now the baser self, as we call it, or in Freudian terminology, the id or libido, well, all these lusts and desires, sensual gratification, they emerge from that baser self. So I don't absolve myself. Because the baser self in every human being urges him for something evil. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except the one whom the Lord has shown mercy. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily, my Lord is forgiving and merciful. Now these ones, you know, they are befitting to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But some of the essays, they, because the continuity of the text that demands that these ones are of wife of Al-Aziz, may be that during these 10 years, she might have been transformed. And she might have reformed herself. And this seems to be, most of the people believe in it, that although she had all the evil designs before that, but now 10 years had passed. And during this year might be that she had made tawbah, repented, reformed her, and she had become attained such level of knowledge. Maybe. We can't say. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُوتُونِي. Now this is what I was referring by the context. Now the proceedings of the court are going on. And Hazrat Yusuf has not as yet come to the court according to the sequence of this ayat. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُوتُونِي بِهِ. Now when all this thing was clear in the absence of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the court of the king, he said, oh, bring him to me. أَسْتَقْلِفُ لِنَفْسِي. I will reserve him for myself. Such a noble man of such a high character, I will keep him with me exclusively.
فلما سلمه and then he came and they had a dialogue. قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين. The king said, oh Yusuf, from this day you will be high in rank near us and a fully trusted person. You will hold a very high position in my court. قال اجعلني على قضاء الله. Because Hazrat Yusuf now had the knowledge what is going to happen, what catastrophe is going to come to this land. So he said, قال اجعلني على قضاء الله. Now put me in charge of all the storehouses of the land. Inni hafiz al-alim. I am the best keeper and I am a knowledgeable person. I know how to manage things and I will do it, inshallah. So he knew it. And from here, some of the ulama, they deduce that if a person knows that he can deliver the goods, he can present, offer himself for some office. Generally it is believed that nobody should offer himself for an office. Because to aspire for office is not good. It is really not good. If you are aspiring for any office or any position, for your own sake. But if your intentions are that the problem which is going to be faced, you have the know-how and the expertise and you can deliver the goods, then you shouldn't keep back and you should offer yourself. So this is the place from where those ulama, they take the argument and the interest. Because he said, اِجَلْنِي عَلَىٰ قَدَىٰهِ اللَّهِ. Now place me in charge and authority over all the storehouses of the land. Inni hafizun alim. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ. In this way, we establish Yusuf in the land. يَتَبَوَّوْ مِنْهَا حَيْفَ يَشَىٰ. Enjoying authority as when and where he liked. نُفِيرُ بِرَحْمَةِنَا مَنْ نَشَىٰ. We bestow our mercy on whosoever we like. وَلَا نُذِي وَجِبَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. And we are never going to let the reward or recompense of the good doers go in waste. But I will offer the خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَامِلَ التَّقُولُ. And surely the recompense or reward of the akhirah, of the hereafter, is much better for those who believe and who have been fearing Allah, who have been having regard, proper regard for Him. Now another 8 to 10 years have passed between these two ayahs, 57 and 58. Now again a pause of about 10 years or 9 years or 8 years at least. 7 years went okay, normal harvest, whatever was being reaped, most of it was taken into the storehouses, stored, except the rationing given to the people, the lesser the better. Now the famine starts, and it is the 8th year now when the famine starts, and it is proved in history. It was a very widespread famine. It affected not only the Egypt, but the adjoining areas of Palestine and Syria. And now Hazrat Yaqub, along with his 11 sons, he was residing in Palestine. And here Yusuf was in Egypt. But the drought was so severe and the famine was so widespread that this affliction came to them also. But they came to learn that, well, in Egypt there is a king and he, you know, has a minister or someone who manages the things and he is kind enough and he can give grain and foodstuffs to other people also. So they used to come and get from there some grain. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ. Now the brothers of Yusuf came. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. They presented him before Yusuf عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Who are you? This is our land. And this grain we have stored for ourselves. You don't deserve it. So because it was an unusual thing, so they had to be presented that there some people have come from far away and they want, you know, that some grain should be issued to them. فَعَرَفَهُمْ. He recognized them. Oh, they are my brothers. فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. But they couldn't recognize him. فَلَمَّا جَهَّدَهُمْ بِجَهَادِهِمْ. And when he had provided them with the provisions, قَالُوا كُونِي لِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ. Now, they were 10. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had not let Binyamin go with them. It seems that for every family, some measure fixed. This much amount, this much weight will be allowed as a ration for 1 year for each family. So now 10 of them, they came and they said, another family, another brother who is there behind, he has not come with us. He said, okay, but this time when you come, you bring that brother also. وَلَمَّا جَهَّدَهُمْ بِجَهَادِهِمْ قَالُوا قُونِي بِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Bring to me the brother you have from your father, not your mother, but your father. Allah Ta'ala me of who she tells. Don't you see that I fill the measure? وَعَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزَلِينَ I am the best of the hosts. فَإِلَمْ تَعْتُونِ لَيْهِ If you don't bring him to me, فَلَا كَيَلَ لَكُمْ إِنْدِي Then you won't find any mayor of these friends with me. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ And don't approach me. Don't come to me at all. قَالُوا فَنُرَابِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفْعَائِلُونَ They said, we shall try to entice our father. Now he has become very careful about Benjamin because what had happened to Yusuf, he was over careful now. But we'll try to entice him. And we'll do it. Inshallah, we shall be able to do it. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ جَلُودُ بَزَاعَتَهُ فِي رِحَالِهِ And he, that is Yusuf, said to his boy, Fityanihi, who were working, mayoring and giving, you know, rations, distributing, he said, put their merchandise in their own saddle bags. Now, what price they could offer? People of the desert, coming from the desert, might be some skins of animals, some wool, something of the sort. They had brought it to pay as a price. So he said, okay, whatever they had brought, put them back, put these things in their saddle bags. So that, فِرِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا قَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ So that when they go back to their families, they remember it. And they recognize it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they will come again. That he was so gracious to us. He gave us the ration and the grains and then he returned to us our merchandise. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَى أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا When they returned back to their father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا They said, Oh, our father, مُلِيَا مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ One mayor has been denied to us. Because he said, if you have another brother, bring him here, then only I will give his part, his portion of the ration. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا So please send with us our brother, بِنْيَامِينَ نَقْتَلْ We shall have another mayor. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ And we shall protect him fully. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ He said, should I entrust him to you, just as I entrusted his brother to you before? فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْحَافِظَ Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ The most merciful of all the merciful. فَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ Now when they opened, goods, وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ They found their merchandise returned to them. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا نَرْضِي Now again they said, Oh, our father, what can we desire more? هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا Our own merchandise has been returned to us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا And we shall get provision for our family and guard our brother. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ And shall get an extra layer of a camel's load. ذَٰلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ And this is a very easy thing to get another layer. So send, please send our brother with us. قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ He said, no, I'm not at all going to send him with you. حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ Until you have a solemn pledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَتَعْتُنَّنِي بِهِ That you will definitely bring him back to me. إِلَّا يُحَاتَبِكُمْ Except that you are all rendered helpless. You are all encircled. Then it is something else. But never come to me without him. And you have to give me this solemn pledge. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ When they gave him his solemn pledge, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ Then he said, okay, now Allah is the witness and guardian over what we are saying. This is an agreement. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ And he said, oh my sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَعْدٍ وَاحِدٍ Don't enter that city from one gate. Because people will say, 11 are coming. So actually, maybe, they feel some jealousy in their minds, 11 brothers together. So, وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرَّقَةٍ So you enter the town from different gates, two from this, three from this, so that you don't appear to be a big, you know, group. وَمَا أَغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ I cannot save you from Allah anything. In his hukma illa lillah. All authority is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ On him I have placed all my trust and faith. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ And surely on him should all the believers and all those who want to put any trust, in him should they put their trust. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ هَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ And when they entered from where their father had asked them to enter, Ma kana yugni anhu min Allah min shay. Yaqub couldn't save them from Allah anything. Illa hajatan fi nafsi Yaqub qadaha. Except that it was only a craving in Yaqub's heart and he satisfied it. Wa innahu lahu ilmin lima allamnahu. And he knew all the knowledge he had given to him. The knowledge which we gave, he had it. The knowledge which we didn't give, we didn't have it. So it appears that the knowledge which was given was that Yusuf is alive and he will return to you. But the knowledge which was not given, where he is, he didn't know. And that was going to be very hard for him for so many long years. And if you feel, and if you know that your son has died, you have buried him. You know, after some days, you have the patience and you get just forget. But knowing he is living, but not knowing where he is, in what conditions he is. Maybe he is a slave, maybe he is being put to hardship. So these things, you know, they were bothering Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam very much. And due to this grief and sorrow, he has lost his eyesight. He had become blind, practically blind, weeping and weeping and weeping, because he knew he is alive. But where he is, and in what condition he is, don't know. إِنَّهُ لَذُوْ إِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people don't know. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. And when they entered on Yusuf, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he called his brother to him privately. قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ. And he said, I am your brother. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Now don't remain disheartened with what they have been doing. Those days are now gone, because they must have been doing that to this to Bin Yadir also, the character that they had. So he said, okay, I am your brother and you will stay with me and now your days of suffering are gone. فَلَمَّا جَهَّدَهُ بِجَهَادِهِمْ. Now we, then when he has provided them with the provisions, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. Yusuf himself placed the drinking cup in his brother's saddlebag. Now the caravan was to depart. All the 11 brothers had to go, but Yusuf had placed himself, you know, a cup, and must be of gold. It was king's drinking cup. You know, he put it in the saddlebag of Benjamin. Summa azana muazzinun. Now the servants there, the boys working there, they didn't know. But any one of them, he cried out, أَيَّتُ هَلِّيرِ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. O cameliers, O people of the camel, you are thieves. قَالُوا أَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِ مَاذَا تَفْتِلُونَ. And they said, turning to them, what are you missing? قَالُوا لَفْتِلُوا سُوَعَ الْمَلِكِ. They said, they are missing the drinking cup of the king. وَلِمَنْ جَعَ بِهِ إِمْلُبَعِيرِ. Whosoever brings it back, then we shall be punished. So actually, whosoever can bring us back, for him, himlo bairin, another camel load of grain would be granted. Wana bihi zareen. And I am responsible. I take the responsibility. قَالُوا قَلَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئِنَا لِنُفْرَ فِي اللَّهِ. They said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you very well know that we have not come here to make mischief in the land. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. And we are not thieves. We have come here to get the grain. How can we be thieves? قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. They said, then what should be the punishment of the person if you are telling lies? قَالُوا جَزَاهُ مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاهُ. They themselves said, okay, the person in whose sack this drinking cup can be found, he himself will be the exchange of it. You can keep that person with you as a slave. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْعَالِمِينَ. And this is our method of punishing the thieves, the evildoers. فَبَدَى بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ بِعَيَ أَخِيهِمْ. Now Hazrat Yusuf a.s. began searching their sacks. And he searched the sacks of other brothers before the sack of his own brother, his real total brother, his ayni brother, بِنْيَعْمِينَ. ثُمَّ اَسْتَخْرَجَهَا بِعَيَ أَخِيهِمْ. Then he took it out from the sack of his brother. كَذَٰلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ. Now this is an apology from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf didn't do it on his own. It would have been sort of, you know, deceiving people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the permission. He had given him this way, shown him this way.
And because this was Allah knew, this is not going to do any harm to anybody. Even that this Binyamin, he will be saved of the torture, of the persecution of the brothers. He will remain here with the brothers. He will be in comfort. In the long run, Allah knew beforehand what is going to happen. It will be not harmful for anybody. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded Yusuf to do it. Kamalika kidna le Yusuf. We contrived for Yusuf in this way. Ma kana le yakhudh afahu fi dinil malik. It was not possible for him to retain his brother according to the law of the king. This ayah is one of the most important ayahs to understand the essential meaning of deen. Deen in Malik. The system of governance in that land at that time was monarchy. What is monarchy? One person holding the authority. Whatever he says becomes the law because he is sovereign. Now there was a law. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was occupying an authoritative position in that system, under that constitution. He was not himself the king. He was not the sovereign. Sovereign was the king who had seen that vision. And he had called back Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam from the prison and placed him at that position. He owed that position to the king. Now the laws were of the king, not of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So it was the system of governance in that country that was of monarchy. Now Deenul Malik, compare it with Deenullah. إِذَا جَا رَسُلُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ وَرَيَتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Deenul Malik, Deenullah. Deenul Awam, Deenul Malik, the system where sovereignty belongs to a person king. Deenul Awam, democracy. A system where sovereignty belongs to the masses, popular sovereignty. Deenullah, a whole system of life where sovereignty belongs to Allah. So these three words you must keep in mind. What is deen? Deen is a whole system of life under some sovereignty. Sovereignty can be of a person. Sovereignty can be of the nation. And sovereignty can be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is deenullah. Islam is deenullah. Inna deena in the law of Islam. That is deenullah. And this is deenul jamhur. So to say, this is the deen of jamhur, deen of the masses. Because they have, theoretically speaking at least, they have the sovereignty. Ma kana li ya'khud akhahu fi deenil malik illa an yasha Allah. Except if Allah commands, narfa'u darajatin man nasha, we raise in rank whomsoever we like. Wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin 'aleem. And over every knowledgeable person, there is someone more knowledgeable. And above all knowing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what was the reaction? These people had not reformed themselves up till now. Even after the passage of so much time. قَالُوا إِنْ يَسْرِبْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُنْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Now if this Binyamin had committed a theft, a brother of his had also committed theft before. So he was blaming, in addition to Binyamin, blaming Yusuf even. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. So, but Yusuf kept it hidden in his heart. He didn't retort. But he said in his heart, وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَوْ. He didn't say so openly to them. He said so in his heart, قَالَ أَلْتُمْ شَرُّ الْمَكَانَ. You are worse in this status, in this position. وَاللَّهُ عَلَمُ الْمَوَاتَ سَكُولَ. Allah very much knows what you are saying. You are absolutely giving a false accusation against me. No, I know that I never committed a theft. And you are saying that his brother also committed a theft. If he committed a theft, it's nothing unexpected because his brother also committed a theft. So they were still at that low level of meanness. They said, oh Aziz, he has a father and he is very old. شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَخُرْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ. You keep any one of us in his place. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. We see you that you are a good doer. You behave with people gently. So please accept our request that you detain him. If he committed his theft, according to what we said, he can be detained here. But please don't detain him. Any one of us you like, detain him. قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ صَلَىٰ إِلَّهُ مَجَدْنَا مَتَعَنَا إِلَّهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَّذَ عَلِمُونَ. He said, we take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
that we should seize a person, accept one in whose said we found our material, our property. If we do this, we shall be evil doers. He has done it by Allah's permission to retain us with a bin Yamin. Falamma istayasu min, when they were disappointed from him that he is not going to let bin Yamin go now. Khalasu nadiyya. Now they conferred and they consulted each other privately. Qala kabiruhum, the eldest of them said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. Don't you remember? Your father got from you a solemn pledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. And just remember what excesses you did to Yusuf before. He was the eldest and the kindest among them. He is the one who said, لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ. If you are bent upon doing something to him, throw him in some well so that he doesn't die. No, some caravan should come and take him out and take him away from you. If you are bent upon doing something, but don't kill him. And the same now he is blaming them. فَأَفَرَّكُمْ فِي يُسُفَ فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ اللَّهُ. I am not going to depart from this land. حَتَّى يَعْذَنَ لِي أَبِي. Until and unless my father gives me an express permission. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides something else for me. Maybe he sends death to me in this land. But I am not going to face my father without بِنْيَامِينَ. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And surely Allah is the best of the judges. إِذْيُوْ إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ. Now you go back to your father. إِذْيُوْ إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ فَقُولُوا يَا أَبَانَا. And tell him, oh our father, إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقَ. Verily, your son committed a theft. وَمَا سَيِّدْنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلِمْنَا. And we can't give any testimony except what we have come to know. We can't say whether it is correct or wrong. But these are the facts of the case. وَمَا كُلْنَا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. But we are not guardians over the unseen. What has actually happened, we don't know. وَسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا. You can ask the town in which we were. وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا. You ask the caravan, the people in this caravan, with which we have returned. إِنَّا لَلْصَادِقُونَ. We are, whatever we are saying is true. قَالَ بَلْ صَمَّتْتَكُمْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Hazrat Yaqub said the same verse. Your minds have enticed you to invent the matter. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Again, I will have patience and in a beautiful way. أَفَ اللَّهُ وَيَعْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. This he knew. Yusuf is also alive. أَفَ اللَّهُ. I hope. It's just possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to me both of them together. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily he is all-knowing, all-wise. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. And he just turned away from them. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ. And he said, alas, oh my grief for Yusuf. Note here. Again he is lamenting for Yusuf. Although the fresh shock was for Binyamin. But his love for Hazrat Yusuf was so much deep in the heart of Hazrat Yaqub that even here he is mentioning Yusuf. يَا أَسَفَا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. And due to the grief, his eyes had become white. Who were cutting, and he was withholding and choking within him the grief. قَالُوا سَلَّهِ تَخْتَهُ تَخْتَهُ يُوسُفُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُهْلِكِينَ. They said, by Allah, you will not cease remembering Yusuf till you become exhausted or you become dead. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَسْكِي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said, I am complaining of my grief and sorrow only to Allah. I am saying nothing to you. Why do you stop me? إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَسْكِي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَالَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. I know from Allah what you don't know. I know that Yusuf is alive. I know that he will come to me again. And that is why I have all this grief. يَا بَنِيَّ اِذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ. Oh my sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brothers. وَلَا تَيَّسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيَّسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Verily, only the people who disbelieve, they become despaired and disappointed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. Now it's a very pitiable position. Now when they came and they presented themselves to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. They said, oh you Aziz, oh you powerful, oh you holding the authority. مَتْخَنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرِّ. Affliction has touched us and our families. But Jaina, we desire in Musjatin, and we have brought the merchandise which is of scant worth, no value. Now we have been left with nothing. We can't present anything in exchange. Very little we have to offer as a price for this ration. For Aushidanan says, but you please give us full measures. Don't look to what we have to offer. You please give us the full measures. وَتَصَدَّقَ لَيْنَا And be charitable to us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ Verily Allah rewards the one who makes charity. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُ Now this was the time to disclose. He couldn't wait any more. He couldn't see the plight of the brothers. They had gone so, you know, low now. And the condition was so pitiable for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam to bear any more. So he disclosed himself. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُ مَا فَالْتُمْ بِيُسُفَ بَاسِيَ إِذَلْتُمْ جَاهِلُونِ He said, Do you recall and remember what you did to Yusuf and his brothers when you were ignorant? As if they were not ignorant now. They were ignorant even now, but because he was a gentle person, he didn't want to say that in the face of his brothers. قَالُوا أَيْنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ Now they say, Oh, are you indeed Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفْ وَهَذَا أَخِي He said, Yes, I am Yusuf and he is my brother, بِالْيَمِينَ قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Our Lord has been very gracious upon us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَحْبِرْ Verily, whosoever has taqwa, regard, proper regard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remains mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shows perseverance. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَفِيُوا عَلِهُ الْمُحْسَنِينَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't let the reward of these muhsaneen go in waste. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَفْرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَقَاطِينَ They said, My God, we fear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has indeed chosen you above us. And this is the quiet for prophethood. They were all sons of Yaqub. Someone had to be chosen. And was proof for all of them that actually Yusuf deserves to be chosen. And certainly we have been sinners. قَالَ لَا تَخْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ He said, No, there's going to be no reproach upon you this day. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ I pray to Allah, He may forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ And He is the most merciful of all the merciful. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيصِ هَذَا Now take this shirt of mine and go with it. Take with you this shirt of mine. فَالْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي And put it and cast it over the face of my father, يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا His sight will return. وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And then you bring all your family and bring them to me here. Now they entered لَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْإِيْسِ Now when that caravan now left Egypt with that shirt of Hazrat Yusuf, قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ And now in Canaan, Hazrat Yaqub, their father said, إِنِّي لَعَجِبُ رُوِيهَا يُوسُفْ I find and I feel, I perceive the scent of Yusuf. دَوْلَانْ تُخَمِّدُونَ Only if you don't think that I have been demenciated, you're too old age, so I've gone crazy, demenciated. But I'm feeling and perceiving the scent of Yusuf. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ذَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ They said, Oh, verily, by Allah, you are in your error, your old error, you think that he is alive. If he has gone in a long way. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَعَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَرْقَدَّ بَشِيرًا Now when the bearer of the glad tidings came and he put cast the shirt of Yusuf on his face, he became again seeing. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ He said, didn't I say to them that I know from Allah what you don't know? قَالُوا يَا عَبَادَ اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا They said, Oh, our Father, thou ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, for our sins, إِنَّا كُنَّا قَاتِلِينَ Verily, we were the sinners. قَالَ صَوْفَ اسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ Now he is not shocker. He didn't ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there and then, at the same time, immediately. He just promised, okay, after some time. Sofa is for teacher. I will do it, okay. But he was angry. So immediately he didn't ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sofa astaghfiru lakum, Rabbi. Okay. I will ask the forgiveness of my Lord for you. Innahu wal ghafur rahim, verily he is merciful and he is forgiving. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آبَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ Now when all of them entered Egypt, and when they presented themselves to Yusuf, he raised his parents, father and mother, to his throne.
فقال ادخلوا مصر ان شاء الله امنين. And he welcomed them. Now enter Misr. If Allah so decrees, you will have peace here. You will have all rest, security. Now note this also point of political importance. Because the king was not an Egyptian, alien king, so that was also advisable for him to have some alien force over there. So he actually welcomed and he settled them down in the best areas of Egypt. The best, the most fertile land were given to them. Okay, come here, settle. So that he has a force. If there is some rebellion, uprising among the locals, you know, then he can have a support. And that is why these people, Bani Israel, their progeny, they enjoyed the best of comfort. They were the most fortunate people. They had the best land. And they had all the support of that, you know, king and his family. And that is why they were very prosperous. They multiplied, multiplied in numbers. اُدْخُلُوا بِسْرَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ وَرَفَعْ. But there was, after 300 years, there was a local revolt, a revolution. Then the sons of the soil came up. Now for them, these people were the worst people. Because they had supported and they were a source of support for those alien rulers who were not Egyptians originally, who were alien rulers for Egyptians. وَرَفَعْ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And he raised his parents on the throne and they prostrated before, fallen, they fell before him in prostration. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَعْبِيلُ الرُّجَاءَ مِنْ قَبُلُ. And Yusuf said, oh, my father, this is the ta'wil, this is the end, and this is the interpretation of my dream that I saw much earlier. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّهَا. My Lord, my Rabb, has made it true. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي وَأَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. And he was very gracious to me when he brought me forth from the prison. وَجَعَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْ. And in the same way, it's very gracious that he has brought you from that desert. وَمِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After the Satan had inflicted a strife between me and my brothers. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. My Lord is very subtle to whatever He commands, whatever He wants to accomplish, nobody can obstruct Him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily, He is the All-Knowing, All-Wise. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. Now He is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Lord, You have given me this power to rule the land. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. It is You who taught me the interpretation of all things, all sayings, all visions, all incidents, all accidents. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh, the originator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my protector, even in this world and also in the hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. So please make me die as a Muslim. Protect me that I don't go away or go back from Islam and Iman. Keep me a Muslim till my death. وَعَلِيَتْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Then you join me with your righteous persons, bondsmen. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِي إِلَيْكَ. Now this is from the news of the unseen that we are relating to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are revealing to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ. You were not with them. إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. When they had decided and agreed upon their plot to put Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam into the well. وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. And they were plotting. فَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Although for these people who ask this question, this should suffice. This should be sufficient for them to reveal to them that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And all these news are coming to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be sufficient. فَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But even if you are very desirous, very keen, most of the people will not come to believe. وَمَا تَفَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ عَجْرٍ. And you are not asking for them any reward. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِ. It is nothing but a reminding for all the nations of the world. وَقَيْدٍ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And how many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His unity, His attributes are there in the heavens and the earth. and they pass over them, pass by them. Bahum anha muradun, but they don't ponder over them. They turn their faces away from them. Majumin waksarhum illah, billahi illah bahum mushrikun. Another very great, very important ayah. And most of them don't believe in Allah, except doing some sort of shirk also. This is applicable to us also, if we deep down into our hearts and what beliefs we have. And so as we interpret what our actions are, we'll find that we are also committing shirk. But only we have to know what shapes and what forms this shirk can take. What was the shirk of the ancient times? What is the shirk of the modern times? I have a 2 hour recording on this subject, different forms of shirk. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَاشِقٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Are these people secure that to them cannot come recovering from the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَوْ تَحْيَهُمْ سَعَى. Or to him the appointed hour, the qiyamah, might come baghtatan suddenly. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They will not be perceiving it. They will not be apprehending it. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ يَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say to them, this is my way. I'm calling towards Allah, and I'm calling not blindly, with sure knowledge. This is most important. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ يَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Not only me, also who are following me. They are not following blindly. They are following knowingly. But subhanallah wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and all glory is for Allah. And I am not an associator. I am not from among the associators. I don't associate anyone, anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any respect. Wa ma arsalna min qablika illa rijalan nuhi ilayhim min ahli al-Qur'an. We didn't send before you to all these towns messengers, but they were men. They were humans. Alam yasiru fil ard? Have they not moved in the earth? Traveled in the air? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And see for themselves what was the end of those who were before them. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And surely the house of hereafter is much better for those who have taqwa, who believe in Allah, who regard Him. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So don't you understand? حَتَّى إِذَا سَيَّسَ الرُّسُلُ. Until then the messengers got despaired. Despaired of what? Not of Allah's help. But there the nation is not going to believe anymore. No one else is going to believe now from among them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. We have read it in Surah Uhud. That, O Nuh, nobody else is now going to believe in you except those who have already believed. Hatta yastayasa rusul. When the messengers of Allah became despaired of the people that they are not going to believe, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا. And people also thought that they were told lies when they were saying, they were told that a chastisement will come, a azab will come, you will be destroyed, and so many years have passed, no azab has come. And he thought also that all it was lies, it was not, it was false threats, nothing else. جَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Then our help came to them, to the messengers, فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. So whomsoever we please, he was saved. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَعْثُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And our chastisement could not be averted. Our wrath could not be averted from the guilty. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O you people of understanding, for you there is a lesson in their tales. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. This Quran is not something which could be forged by men. وَلَكِنْ تَحْقِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It is the divine word and it confirms that is present before it. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And it has all the details for the guidance. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is the guidance and the mercy of Allah for those who believe. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.